Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
And welcome back. Harold Mester with you tonight. We are here with Supervisor Steve Taylor, and he represents the 9th Supervisory District. That's all of Hales Corners, most of Oak Creek, and what, about half of Franklin, roughly?
Correct, half of Franklin.
Okay, well, Supervisor, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you were elected back in April, and you hold the seat that was formerly held by Supervisor Paul Cesars. And I'm just curious to hear why you decided to run for the county board. What interested you in this elected office?
Sure, I'm sure that's a question I've gotten asked often. And frankly, I never had any intention to run for this job. But a number of people came to me right after my reelection to Common Council in Franklin last April, and said I should seriously consider running because they've been underrepresented. And it took a while for me to be convinced, but enough people I respect greatly in the community and in the district convinced me to do it. And so I threw my name in the hat in the ring.
Well, you are now on the county board, and back in April we had our organization meeting, which is where we elected the chair, first and second vice chair. We elected Marina Dmitrievich as the chairwoman, Peggy Roma West as the first vice chair, and then you were elected second vice chair. And that kind of follows the pattern you had at the Franklin Common Council, where you also serve and you're elected president of the Common Council. So that's quite a feat to have your colleagues on these bodies place you in leadership positions right off the bat. That's impressive.
Well, it's to me, it's a great honor to be, I guess, respected by your colleagues and to be given the opportunity to be on the leadership team or a part of leadership in Franklin. I'm not afraid of leading and making tough decisions. And when it came to the county board, I argued or encouraged my colleagues to take a look at balance between the city and the suburban communities, and the fact that my constituents, the people that I represent, they just have a distrust of county government. And I thought that this would be sent a good message to those people that the county board, this isn't a new county board, and they are concerned about the surrounding communities, the suburbs, and they went along with it and put me in that position. So it's been interesting so far.
Yeah, and I think the thoughts you shared regarding your district in particular, these are some of your constituents feel that the county may not do anything for them. You know, we don't benefit. They don't have the most positive view of the county board, and you may not have had a positive view of the county board either. What are your thoughts now that you've seen the way things operate at the legislative branch and county government?
Well, I was as guilty as probably any of the suburban leaders by throwing grenades at the county board, because we really didn't feel like we were represented. But I think, the blame kind of would also go to the board of not doing the best job of explaining exactly what they do. I know a lot of people now say we go from A to Z, the airport to the zoo and everything in between. That was really not well explained. And I think it's our job to explain to our residents exactly what we do. And that's what we're working hard to do it currently. So, yeah, it's different than what I expected. It's a $1.3 billion operation, and we touch a lot of lives. So I have a different viewpoint now than I did when I was running for office. And I think anybody that actually sits in this position would look at things differently. But from the outside, if you're not being told what exactly you're getting for your tax dollars, you become extremely frustrated. And then when you don't have anybody to return a call or an email, it really sours your position on county government.
And that's really been one of your top priorities, is constituent service. Mm-hmm. And you have a legislative assistant who is dedicated to that as well. And it appears like you're handling this from a very proactive standpoint.
Well, I'm fortunate to have a really good legislative assistant who has 5 years of experience. He worked for Supervisor Joe Rice. And he's been very helpful. I joked with people that he's a better supervisor than I am right now because he knows a lot more than I do. But I'm learning every day, and I'm touring the county and meeting with every department. But the biggest thing is constituent service of letting people know that they have a person they can turn to. Letting them know that when they call our office or they email us, we will get right back to them and we'll give them the answers. Whether they like the answers or not, because sometimes it's just we don't have the money and they don't maybe want to hear that. But that is the reality when you look at our budget and that. So the biggest thing is reaching out to the voters and all the residents and let them know that someone's here. I have three parades on the 4th of July. We put our first newsletter last week. And, you know, we're trying to grow that and be accessible. And that's the most important thing is letting people know that they can call me and I'll be there to help.
Now, you're in addition to your duties as a supervisor, you're continuing as the president of the Franklin Common Council. Has that issue come up at all about holding both offices? Any concerns there or are people okay with it?
Well, I mean, right after the election, it was brought to before the Common Council to get a legal opinion from our city attorney. And he said that everything is legal. I can serve both positions. Could there potentially be conflict of interest? There always could be that possibility. But I looked back to my 4 years as an alderman, and there was not one issue I would have abstained. So I can't see that changing as we move forward. Obviously, I would never put the city of Franklin or Milwaukee County in jeopardy, and I would abstain if necessary, but I don't see that happening. And if it does, it'd be very, very rare. But I'll tell you, you know, when I campaigned, I had a lot of people in my district that said, you know, if you're not going to serve in this position as alderman, then we're not going to vote for your supervisor. And it wasn't just one, it wasn't just 10, it was, you know, well over 100 either emails or phone calls or when I was knocking on doors.
And so they didn't want you to leave the Climate Council.
I like to joke around that they gave me my own aldermanic district gave me 72%. I don't think that was them telling me to get the heck out of here. I think they were saying, you've done a good job and we know you'll do a good job there. And now I have to live up to those expectations.
Now, in your role as president of the Common Council in Franklin, you decided to open up your council chambers to Chairwoman Dmitrievich. Mm-hmm. And she visited Franklin for her first chat with the chair. She's visiting all the municipalities across the county, and you hosted the first one in Franklin. I was there as well. I was impressed with the turnout. I think almost 50 people showing up for that. What kind of feedback did you get about just trying to rebrand and, you know, start with a clean slate with the county board?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we had over about 55 people in attendance, and a lot of feedback from that I got was they were just really impressed with the fact that it seems like this new board and the chairwoman is concerned with what the suburban communities have to say. And the fact that out of all 19 municipalities that she chose, Franklin shows that she was listening to me saying, we need balance. You have to remember that we have not been well represented down here. So for her to come to this community, to come to City of Franklin first, and we'll be coming to Hales Corners and Oak Creek in the future, sends, I think, a message that this board is willing to work with the municipalities.
Yeah, I was very impressed with the turnout. We've since done chats with the chair in Fox Point, and then we have two more scheduled for July in St. Francis and Brown Deer. I want to talk to you about some things going on in your district, and you have set up a scholarship fund that you've been able to help a young person, and you're working on next year. Can you tell me how that works?
Well, sure. I go to the Franklin High School and Muskego High School, where I'm originally from, Muskego, and I go every year, and I've been doing this since I was an alderman in La Crosse, and speaking to civics classes and like AP government classes, and telling, you know, students to get involved, whether it's, you know, get involved with a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate or a nonpartisan or on a certain issue, because we don't forget who helped get us there, who worked on the campaign and licked the envelopes and put the stamps on. And to me, it was important to do something to give back, to put my money where my mouth is. And so I created last year a scholarship for Franklin High School called the Future Leaders of Franklin. And they had to submit an essay and then go through an interview process. And there was a panel that picked the winner. And then I awarded them $500. And what I want to do is I want to grow that and hopefully move it into Oak Creek and to Hales Corners, which would be Whitnall High School.
Right.
So, you know, I don't have deep pockets, but I'll do what I can. And I know that I have some of my supporters that are willing to contribute. The only thing is I just had to come off of a campaign, and I just had a campaign a year earlier. So, you know, I don't want to keep on hitting up for money every single year. So we'll see what happens.
Let's talk about the business of the county board. We've been through two cycles of the committees and the county board. What are your thoughts with how things have gone thus far? We just had a busy board meeting the other day, a lot of issues, long meeting, taking pretty much all day. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I'm impressed with the energy of this county board. I've heard that from people that are veterans, from staff, people that work in other departments, that there's just a new energy coming out. And I think it's a youthful energy. You had, you know, five new people elected, and you have a couple others that have only served, you know, a year or maybe two. So I think the fact that you had a transition from one board to another, they really need to be given a clean slate and an opportunity to make their own mistakes. But my newly elected colleagues are full of energy. I enjoy serving with them. I mean, Supervisor Stamper and I seem to go to every single event we can together and kind of show that, you know, let's work together. Let's try to be out there and be a new face to Milwaukee County.
Well, we have just a few minutes left here. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about the county board or your district in particular?
Well, I know, you know, when I was campaigning, we heard a lot about our county roads that were in disrepair, and we have the issue at Bender Park with having maybe limited accessibility to get to Lake Michigan. And so, you know, I asked people for some patience. I mean, when I came here, I was not really given I was given a laundry list of things to do, but really nothing in the works. So we've had to kind of start from scratch, which is okay. You know, I have, I guess I have 4 years to get things done, and we've already tried to, you know, talk to transportation and working with the park. So hopefully some of these issues can be addressed sooner than later. But obviously, as things come up, you know, I encourage people in Frank and Oak Creek and Hales Corners to pick up the phone, give me a call, and we'll do the best we can to address them.
We're talking with Supervisor Steve Taylor, who represents the 9th District. Supervisor, I wish you well, and look forward to working with you here throughout the term.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Inside the County Board, we'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned to News Talk 1130 WISN.